Hi, it's Lily here, and if you're looking for some work from home tips during this quarantine so that you can stay productive and not drive yourself crazy, then you have come to the right place because that's exactly what today's episode is about. Now, if you have recently started working from home or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom even outside of this quarantine and you're just trying to get some stuff done, you must know that working from home can be extremely difficult and frustrating. There are so many distractions at home, especially if you have young kids or a little child like I do. Now, I have been a stay-at-home mom and worked from home myself for about good 1.5 to 2 years of my life in the beginning of my copywriting career, which I actually started off as a freelancer. While at home, I was able to build up my content writing and digital marketing services into a small-scale business of my own, so that's why I can say I have learned a little bit about what it takes to remain productive while being at home in both your business side of things and in taking care of your family responsibilities. Now, let me say this before we get started with the tips. If you have kids, especially kids under the age of 5, then this is going to be even more difficult for you because those kids, they're like a second job. And believe me, that second job is going to be 24/7 without any pay, without any breaks, and one that can really drive you crazy. But then, so can working from home. So let's not delay anymore. Let's try to cut the crazy by talking about the top 5 tips that I have for you to help you stay sane and productive while working from home during as well as outside of quarantine. Okay, tip number one, get into a morning routine. You see, the beauty of leaving the house and going to work every single day is that you get to leave the house and go to work every single day. It's just that rhythmic and automatic, and it's just what you do. So unfortunately, when you start working from home, that routine goes away. And that's a dangerous thing. Why? Because that calls for slower starts and longer finishes. I remember when I started working as a stay-at-home mom, I tried to look at the silver lining, you know, like, yeah, I have freedom, I'm my own boss, I can do anything at any time. But soon I realized that freedom without routine equals procrastination, laziness, and unproductivity. Or it's like you feel that you are busy, but you're actually busy on the wrong things. So even though you don't have to clock in each day and you get to make your own choices, I would still choose to have a morning routine that will set yourself up for a very productive day. Okay, tip number two, know what you're supposed to be doing. You see, time is precious, so let's not waste it. When you are set to work, make sure you are working on things that actually matter. Let's say you are working remotely, for example, and your work does not require you to sort of check in and check out and keep tracking those hours. They just want to make sure that you get your stuff done. So imagine you take an 8-hour day normally and you shrink it down to 6, but you still get the same things done. You're more efficient, you get the things done, and now you've bought yourself some time too. And that's incredible. Okay, but if you're your own boss, that's where this gets a bit tricky because typically when you are your own boss, there's this seemingly infinite amount of things that you could potentially be doing. So there's really no such thing like, okay, I'll end up early, because you'll actually end up doing more things sooner, especially if you're just starting out, because that's when you'll be doing every single thing on your own. You'll be doing email marketing and vision planning and revenue forecasts and interaction with clients. There's always just going to be so much to do. So the trick is to understand which one of all those things is really going to help you the most. But here's the problem. Usually when we take care of the most urgent things, we then end up doing what we find the easiest or the most comfortable. But those aren't the things that are actually going to move the needle for us. They move us forward maybe incrementally and definitely make us feel busy, but you'd also honestly know that things that move you more are the things that are a little bit more uncomfortable. These are the things that you probably don't know how exactly to do. So what I would do is have a running list of all the things that I need to do and then go down the line one by one to see which ones are the most important in terms of moving you forward with your business and not just keeping you busy. Okay? Okay, tip number three, control how you intake the news. Now this one is specifically for the crisis and the pandemic that we are going through right now. You know, the media, especially in times of crisis like this, can definitely throw us off at times and just mess with our heads. And I do agree that we do need to have a pause on what's going on in the world every now and then, so you cannot be staying away from the news entirely either. So here's the solution. When you have a block of time, when you know you need to take a break from work, you can take a peek at the news to see if something drastic is happening or has happened on that day that you really need to know about. Or maybe you can always wait until the end of your workday to watch a little bit of the news just so you can remain updated but not get yourself thrown off. Okay, tip number 4. Connect with people face to face. Now the thing is that working from home or remotely can actually become extremely lonely. Not having a real connection or in-person connection with anybody around you is something that can really put your spirits down and make you feel depressed even when your work is actually going on well. You feel really sad when you do not have anybody to just randomly chat with about your plans for the weekend or what to eat on the next meal. I have experienced this, you know. You see, we as human beings thrive on social connections, and when we don't get our regular dose of daily interactions with people, we tend to sink into this feeling of loneliness. So the way to counter this when you're working from home is to make use of the internet to connect to the people you're working with or to the people you're working for. Now, emails and social media and text messages are all fine, but these things still don't give the actual feeling of a real connection, you see? That's why I recommend either connecting through your voice or face-to-face. Have phone calls scheduled with your clients or video conferences with your colleagues or your boss or your staff. Just depends on your situation. Just seeing the other person or at least hearing their voice goes a really long way in making us feel that, wow, there's somebody else out there in the world that I can talk to, you know? Okay, tip number 5, communicate with those around you as much as possible. The most important and fulfilling thing you can do, especially if you have family members in your household, is to communicate with them as much as you can. Communicate your work schedule to them so that you can be at a good understanding with everybody who lives with you with regards to your working routine. Now, this is of course different if you have kids, but at least you can let all the grown-ups in your family know when, where, and how you plan to be working from home so that they wouldn't disturb you when you're in your complete working mode, right? It's actually better to over-communicate instead of under-communicate in this regard because it really helps in maintaining healthy relationships within your household, okay? Alright, now feel free to comment which one of these tips is the most helpful to you. I'll be signing off now and we'll be back with the next episode soon.